Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Have you guys seen the latest with Rudy Giuliani?
No, what's going on?
Oh, the t-shirts? This is really sad.
Tell him.
Yeah, he's selling autographed copies of 9/11 t-shirts.
Oh, really?
And for like what is it? Like $900?
$911.
Like what happened? Cuz like at 9/11 time, like around that, he was like a hero. He was respected, and people are like, look at him handling this. This is terrible for the country. And boy, he's really hanging in there. He's done a nice job. And now it's like, now you're capitalizing, and now they're couching it, right? That a portion of the proceeds are going to a 9/11 charity. Is that right? I forget what specifically it was for, but a portion?
Yeah. I mean,
how about like all the proceeds? Like, what are we doing here?
And there's probably a better way. Let's say all the proceeds are going to like a victims fund or something for the family members. There's a better way to raise money than autographing merchandise that has to do with maybe the worst tragedy in American history. I mean, come on, guys.
So how do you guys, I have heard multiple people say that this is who Rudy always was. We just all projected onto him because he happened to be the mayor.
I could
of
see
York
that.
City.
Could be.
Do you,
yeah.
Do you I
could
guys, see that.
Did you guys find that to be the
well,
case?
You know,
back then,
no one was as crazy as they are now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
They just weren't.
Exactly right. You have permission.
At least
to be
not
crazy.
Out front, not
no,
publicly.
Yeah, you would really stand out.
Yeah.
In 2001, if you acted like people act now.
Yeah.
Most all crazy people.
Yeah.
So that's possible. He could have just been contained. And focused.
I just read, what was the name of the book? I feel like it was Fury. It was by Michael Wolff, and it was about the final days of the Trump administration.
Oh, Landslide.
Landslide, yeah. And, you know, I'm gonna guess not 100% of what was printed were facts, but wrote a lot about Rudy Giuliani, and it seems like he drinks a lot, and I think that he drinks more and more now than he has in the past.
Yeah.
So when you see some of these bizarre things jump out and the television appearances and the questionable decisions, I think a lot of times that can be traced back to a disease like alcoholism.
You know, too, let's think about, I think we kind of hit on something that like the frog in the boiling water. You think about Washington and Roosevelt and Lincoln and, you know, Reagan and Obama. Like they all... You didn't like them all. You didn't agree with all their politics, but they all had a certain amount of gravitas and dignity. And then you fast forward to Rudy Giuliani holding a press conference outside the Four Seasons landscape, which was, as I understand it, just a complete boneheaded brain fart that they wanted to be at the Four Seasons Hotel and they ended up there. And then fast forward to him with the hair dye leaking down his face. And you think, oh, my God, this is American history. And if either of those two things would have happened in 2001, 2002.
Or the Borat thing.
It would have just been like, oh, my God, he would have been gone.
Yeah.
Gone. But we're all just like, oh, man, did you see that thing? Did you see that thing? And we just move on with our lives.
Was it Howard Dean? Did he do the?
Yeah.
Yeah! Like that ran him out of politics.
Yes.
He was never electable again because he screamed into a microphone.
Gary Hart had one picture. With a young woman sitting on his lap, done, gone. Like, I'm sure the people from back then look at what's going on now and think, well, hell, I wouldn't even have raised an eyebrow.
Yeah. Can I also add on this Giuliani thing, too, though? Like, this is bad on Giuliani. And I think any human being should have more taste than that. But this is being sold at WABC Radio's on their website.
Yes.
And it's for their charitable foundation. But it's also, this is also, again, one of the biggest radio stations in the country, using, quote unquote, a portion of proceeds to benefit their own charitable foundation using 9/11 as the way to sell T-shirts. Like, well,
is nothing sacred.
It's how can you be a media outlet in New York and not get so much heat that gets taken out? But it's there right now. I'm on the page right now.
And who's buying it? I don't want an autographed T-shirt about 9/11. I mean, I don't get it.
I don't either.
It's just odd because, you know, back then it was like, and you still see them now, right? Never forget, all this kind of stuff. What is this?
Okay, so let's try to figure a little something out. So let's analogize this to a romantic relationship. And on your first date, in your first year, everything's great. And by year 15, 16, 18, 20, it's just World War III. And you hate each other and you're constantly battling the whole thing. In that situation, you would say, maybe the two of you need to just not be together. You know, maybe this is what needs to happen. Well, we can't do that here. Like, we're living, I've said this 100 times, we're living in a divorce situation right now. We, the American people, are like the kids, and the government, the left and right, are like the parents who hate each other, and they're getting divorced, but they just won't pull the trigger, and they just won't go. What can we do?
Well, I don't think that this situation we're talking about, even though Rudy Giuliani happens to be a Republican, I don't think it's a left and right thing. I think it's, you talked about people having dignity in the past. Yeah, as far as we know, they did have a lot of dignity. But what they definitely had was a lot of cover, and everything they did wasn't reported. And the thing is, if something bad did get out, they didn't have an immediate means of deflecting and going into something else. So we're living in the internet age. So someone like Rudy Giuliani can continue to grift and do his thing, because even when he goes through something humiliating like the Borat situation, he has an immediate lifeline to all the people who want to believe him, where he can say, oh, it was nothing. Oh, yeah, I had hair dye dripping down my face. But don't forget about all of those stolen ballots. Like, you can stay in the conversation. So as long as you're willing to give up a certain amount of dignity and pride, you can stay in the game.
Interesting. So
whereas back then, even if you wanted to stay in the game, there maybe just weren't as many avenues for you to plug yourself back in.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's true. Like, I always use the analogy, Kevin, of when you're playing pickup basketball and taking it seriously and someone throws a hook shot. You're like, oh, good. Let's all just try and dunk. Like, maybe that's just what's going on. Like, maybe Rach is right that it kind of created it and gives it cover, and it doesn't seem that weird if you throw up the ball backwards. Like,
well, and we're talking about, I mean, it's a disgusting thing to do. I think we're all in agreement that we do not approve of selling the autographed 9/11 T-shirts. The best thing to do is to probably not give that any airtime, right?
But I don't know. I mean that honestly. I don't know.
Yeah.
What I want is to go back to where people used to be shocked by things that people did.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that a lot of times our shock immediately goes into outrage, and that's its own machine, and that kind of has to feed itself. So then you're kind of, even if you are someone who disapproves, you're kind of looking for the next thing to feed that outrage. So whenever we pay a lot of attention to stuff like this, I don't know. Maybe we're part of the problem at a certain point.
Yeah. Quick break. Right back. DGS. Happy Monday.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.